Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, and when you start to think about information and the control of it, manipulation and control of it, you really start to realize how wild and dystopic a ride it is. If you have the hubris to think that you can control the presses, the printing press, media, etc., all messaging, all signal, then there are some things that otherwise I think are beyond comprehension. How could you do such a thing? And I believe that's where we are in America and really throughout most of the world, certainly the developed world. And I always think of Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and from north even to east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. And I think along with that goes every good thing, because you won't find any good thing beyond his presence. So it's interesting, you know, in the Gutenberg era, the post-Gutenberg era, again, it seems that freedom of the press is guaranteed to those who own one. And so if you can manipulate information, propaganda becomes the order of the day. You get to a year like 2016 when Oxford English Dictionary declares the word of the year post-truth, then that starts to, I think, approach the Genesis 11 scenario. You know, there was the flood. And then there are some interesting names in Genesis chapter 10. But in Genesis chapter 11, beginning of the book reads, now the whole earth used the same language. Sounds like the UN conferences, doesn't it? These meetings they all get together at. They have the little thing on their ear. They have their translators. Everybody has their translators. Now the whole earth used the same language. And of course we know that Google is working on creating the same language. English has been on the rise for a long time because, you know, it's a great, most other languages are, they follow strict rules, more strict than English, and English is easily manipulable. And you don't have to justify it. You can maintain plausible deniability. Again, Dewey Oxberger. You know, ox from stripes. Well, if we were in Japan, we'd have to call it this. But since we're in America. So Genesis 11 reads, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. Who uses brick and mortar? They said, come, let us build for ourselves a city. Who wants to build cities? Who always puts their sign at the edge of town? They said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. Who wants to do that? Who's always trying to build, you know, the Empire State Building? Those kinds of things. And let us make for ourselves a name. Not just any name. A name that will endure throughout the ages. Who does these things and has had a name that has endured throughout the ages? People say, since the days of Solomon. I'd go back a little bit further. Make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. That's interesting. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And basically the conjecture is, I mean, it's at least a conjecture on my part, that the Tower of Babel was built after the flood as a shaking of the fist in God's face. You know, if you want to flood the earth again, that's fine. We'll just go up in our tower and eat some popcorn and watch it all go down. They missed the memo. They need to read 2 Peter chapter 3. Actually, they got the memo. And like I've said before, Chuck Missler and others have talked about that. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people. They all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them." Next verse. "Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. So, are we approaching days when we have one people, one language, and nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them? Sure seems like it. That's what is happening with this primordial ooze that is just enveloping whole earth, it seems. So it's interesting. If that is happening, and it sure seems like it is, Romans chapter 1 is another place my mind goes immediately, because I don't see things getting better. I don't see people happier, more virtuous, more marriages, less corruption, more children, which to me is a blessing straight from heaven. It's worse. It feels darker. And I know that the Bible sort of talks about that too, but I really think that many people have speculated, man, these are those times. These are those times the end of the book in particular talks about. So, I don't remember exactly what I was thinking, but it was something like, there's a lot on the line. A lot on the line. And I didn't want to be glib, but, just your salvation, why would we need that book? And you don't necessarily need it, again, if you read Romans chapter 1, but I think, gosh, if you have the choice, you want to have it. So, all of this comes back around to the question yesterday, if you were being led astray, how would you know? How would we know being led astray? I've asked questions in the past, for the last, I think, 2 or 3 years now. Usually around the beginning of the year, I ask the question, does it matter? Does this broadcast matter? For example, I wonder, if it matters, because we are in that time where you just start thinking about things. I mean, I've tried to convey the idea of how fragile the link is. There are things that used to just be part of life and part of being connected with reality and the earth and so on. You know, if, like Jaron Lanier says, every instance of technology requires a person to validate its existence. It doesn't exist unless a person validates it. But if you look outside in nature, it doesn't care if you look at it. If a tree falls in the woods, it doesn't need a person to validate its falling. It doesn't care if you hear it make a sound or not. Doesn't require that. So we are being encouraged to sort of lose touch with that, and we are letting go of the real things, the reality of things. It's happening in a variety of ways. I mean, we could, you know, I've talked about money, for example. We don't even know what money is these days in this society. Jefferson said that paper is the ghost of money and not money itself. Paper is poverty. It is the ghost of money and not money itself, is actually what he said. Well, then what's money? We live in a society that is categorized by the form of, but the lack of substance. And there are people who know that, and we are essentially being encouraged to suicide ourselves en masse. We're not passing things on to subsequent generations. We don't even seem to be procreating subsequent generations. What does that portend? So, if you were being led astray, how would you know? That was the question from yesterday, and it really arises from some of this other discussion, a lot of it from last week. I mentioned facts yesterday. You know, you have this progression, and it seems to me, in a loose sort of thinking of it, you know, there's the truth, there's facts, there's information, and then from there you start to get off into things that border on simulacra and simulation. You have manipulation, you have Machiavelli, you have Saul Alinsky, you have those kinds of things. Persuasion, demagoguery, all that kind of stuff. How do you get back, though, to the truth? And the operative quote that I mentioned from yesterday was from Mencken's Prejudices, H.L. Mencken. Prejudices, third series, 1922. And, though it was couched in misguided thinking, I think he still managed to hit the mark somehow. Interesting. 9 times out of 10, in the arts as in life, there's actually no truth to be discovered. There's only error to be exposed. In whole departments of human inquiry, it seems to me unlikely that the truth will ever be discovered. Nevertheless, the rubber stamp thinking of the world always makes the assumption that the exposure of an error is identical to the discovery of truth, that error and truth are simply opposites. They are nothing of the sort. What the world turns to when it has been cured of one error is usually simply another error, and maybe one worse than the first. This is the whole history of the intellect in brief. And I say, there are different flavors of Kool-Aid, aren't there? The CIA has ensured it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah.
So, H.L. Mencken, 9 times out of 10 in the arts as in life, there's actually no truth to be discovered. There's only error to be exposed. What the world turns to when it has been cured of one error is usually simply another error, and maybe one worse than the first one. This is the whole history of the intellect in brief. And, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, God has such a fascinating sense of humor. To juxtapose that thought of H.L. Mencken's, and again, it's couched in erroneous thinking, but I leave that to the listener to explore. In the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, I call it the dream team. Paul says, this conversation is, you know, perplexing to most people because they haven't gotten to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the secret decoder ring. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Isaiah 29. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world, through its wisdom, did not come to know God, which sounds like America today, it's where we're heading, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believed. For indeed, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. Vizzini says, inconceivable! Anyway. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And this is what I'm talking about. The dream team, I call this next part, and to me it's evidence of God's sense of humor. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are. Why? What's the purpose of all of this? So that no man may boast before God. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Why? So that, just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. Interesting though, you know, consider your calling, brethren. There were not many wise, not many noble, not many, you know, not many mighty, not many noble. So, really think that these are the sorts of times we find ourselves in, and it is institutionalized, it is industrialized with military precision, the kinds of things you think of, like mimetic warfare. And I was thinking about mimetic warfare, and what's his name? You know, the goofy-looking guy. Malcolm Gladwell. And the tipping point, the viral spread of a social trend. Oh, you mean mimetic warfare? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome back. Let's get into the practical side of things, shall we? I was having a conversation the other day. Young people don't have any idea. You know, it's not like we're using any sort of, you know, logic and rhetoric. What is that? Do young people learn these things anymore? So how do you have a conversation when language is continually breaking down, when we are being reduced to Orwellian linguistic minimalism? How does one communicate? How does one establish a foundation or a basis of communication? Becomes challenging. And again, this idea of post-truth really is, to me, sort of at the epicenter of the discussion. 2016, post-truth. I mean, it wasn't new then, but this is when it rose to the level of being the word of the year for the Oxford English Dictionary, for the Tavistock Institute. Tavistock Institute says, took us a while, but we finally got here. Post-truth, relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential. Objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion. Then what? Then appeals to emotion and personal belief. You can be whatever you want to be. You can live your best life now. You know, all those kinds of people are just gobbling this stuff up. You know, if that was true, people running around, you know, with their little chants and their little talismans and their tokens and tchotchkes, if it was true, man, you'd have 500 cars by now. You'd have 500 pink Cadillacs sitting in the driveway. You'd have as many houses as Rockefeller scattered all over. I'm just saying, at some point you gotta wonder about that stuff, that name it, claim it stuff, and all that other stuff that goes along with it. You gotta wonder. And speaking of that, I spent some time, I've mentioned this from time to time, but I spent some time years ago reading, you know, I just felt convicted at one point. I stopped reading anything recreationally other than the Bible and My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. And so lately I've been just on the email list for the daily, I guess, devotional, you would call it, you know, the daily entry, My Utmost for His Highest, which is, you know, I'm not usually a fan of those kinds of things. It's a book a man wrote. But in this case, it was not Oswald Chambers that was responsible for the publication of his collection of diary entries, essentially. It was his wife who posthumously published My Utmost for His Highest. So that's something a little different. That's not, you know, man's vainglory. That's something different that she felt it was, you know, important enough to share with the rest of us and posterity. So there are interesting entries. Today's is one of those interesting entries. The place of exaltation, and I don't mean to do this, but you know, it's just interesting. Different perspective. It's kind of where I'm going with this. Different perspective. Tell me if this doesn't hit you square between the ears as a different perspective. The place of exaltation. And he quotes Mark 9:2. Jesus took them up on a high mountain, apart by themselves. And he writes, we've all experienced times of exaltation on the mountain. When we have seen things from God's perspective and have wanted to stay there, but God will never allow us to stay there. The true test of our spiritual life is in exhibiting the power to descend from the mountain. You know, I think of Moses, kind of, and he was excited to do that as well. Excuse me. If we only have the power to go up, something is wrong. It is a wonderful thing to be on the mountain with God, but a person only gets there so that he may later go down and lift up the demon-possessed people in the valley. See Mark 9:14-18. We are not made for the mountains, for sunrises, or for the other beautiful attractions in life. That's convicting, isn't it? Those are simply intended to be moments of inspiration. We are made for the valley and the ordinary things of life, and that is where we have to prove our stamina and strength. Yet our spiritual selfishness always wants to repeated moments on the mountain. Again, you know, you might think of Moses a little bit, maybe. We feel that we could talk and live like perfect angels if we could stay on the mountaintop. Exactly. Who can't relate to that? Those times of exaltation are exceptional, and they have their meaning in our life with God, but we must beware to prevent our spiritual selfishness from wanting to make them the only time. We are inclined to think that everything that happens is to be turned into useful teaching. Now what we're told today, it's a teachable moment. In actual fact, Chambers wrote, it is to be turned into something even better than teaching, namely character. And here I think of Stephen Covey's provocative look into American literature and how it changed around the turn of the 20th century from the character ethic to the personality ethic. Now, instead of character, we have tips, tricks, and techniques to manipulate people, persuade, influence. This is a plausibly deniable way of saying manipulating and controlling people. We are inclined to think that everything that happens is to be turned into useful teaching. In actual fact, it is to be turned into something even better than teaching, namely character. The mountaintop is not meant to teach us anything. It is meant to make us something. There is a terrible trap in always asking, what's the use of this experience? We can never measure spiritual matters in that way. The moments on the mountaintop are rare moments, and they are meant for something in God's purpose. So character, in actual fact, these moments are to be turned into something even better than teaching, namely character. Remember character? Do we remember character? I have been convicted lately along the lines of character and integrity. Integrity is another interesting word. And so I think I've talked about this. Yes, I've talked about this before. Webster's 1828. Integrity, right? I've talked about this recently. Wholeness, entireness, unbroken state. The Constitution of the U.S. guarantees to each state the integrity of its territories. That's interesting because I saw in the news recently... From Montana in particular. I just read a story, I think, about how a meager several million acres of land are held by federal agencies. Anyway, kind of reminds me of the integrity there. So, definition two, the entire unimpaired state of anything, particularly of the mind, moral soundness or purity, incorruptness, uprightness, honesty. Integrity comprehends the whole moral character, but has a special reference to uprightness in mutual dealings, transfers of property, and agencies for others. The moral grandeur of independent integrity is the sublimest thing in nature, before which the pomp of Eastern magnificence and the splendor of conquest are odious as well as perishable. That's an interesting thought. And finally, number three, purity, genuine, unadulterated, unimpaired state as the integrity of language. That's how Noah Webster, defined integrity. And in today's contemporary vernacular, integrity, steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Moral or ethical code. State of being unimpaired, soundness, quality or condition of being whole or undivided, completeness. and those sorts of things. Moral soundness, honesty, freedom from corrupting influence or motive, used especially with reference to the fulfillment of contracts, the discharge of agencies, trust, and the like, uprightness, rectitude. By contrast, think of my conversation with my mother. Friedrich Bastiat, Economic Sophisms. By contrast, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living in society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. It seems that that's the direction we're heading. Society is not static thing. It's ever moving, shifting, changing. And so what is happening in American society, for example, is not just some kind of, you know, stopping point or some kind of picture. We have mile markers on the road to where? So again, the question arises, if we're being led astray, how would we know? And I think it is a question that, you know, if you could get through to someone and actually get their attention in those conversations, those dinner table conversations, for example, I think it would be worth starting there. If you're being led astray, you know, so what do you think? Who are you going to vote for this election season? I think the question is, if you're being led astray, how would you know? What do you mean? I mean all kinds of things. Gosh, where do we start with the layers of deception and intrigue, and where do we start? I try to give meaningful and valuable resources. But, you know, you think, I mean, it depends. People say, well, where is the collection of information you could just give someone? Well, I don't think it works that way. I think in my experience, usually these conversations that we have with one another have their own sort of extemporaneous nature, and they go where they go. However, sure, there are things that are useful and valuable to share with one another, but we're in such a place where we're just inundated with such a barrage of contradictory propaganda. It's as though it has desensitized people from any sort of arrangement of, you know, proper arrangement of facts and information, any attachment to reality. And so now, because people have been beaten into such a weakened condition with all of this inundation, it's like they relent, they capitulate and acquiesce to this post-truth concept. Can't really know anything. Where are the objective facts of anything? And, you know, I don't have time to go find them. So then, you know, objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. As long as I have a shiny production, limelight and brass band, as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, we now know limelight and brass band do more to persuade. And that's why you see all those blinky lights. You know, Melissa Dykes commented not too long ago, do you think all of the blinky lights in the introduction of all of these newscasts, you know, CNN, Fox, CNBC, all of that, they all have their little... It's interesting because I think of George Washington talking about forming of combinations? You know, is it the combinations that are being formed? Is that an esoteric nod to that kind of malfeasance? I don't know. You know, Melissa was saying, is this to hypnotize the viewer before the newscast begins so that, you know, stuff bypasses the frontal lobe? I don't know, maybe. But you certainly have a fair share of Limelight and Brass Band. You certainly don't see things moving back toward the Walter Cronkite days and even perhaps before. Moving parts, shouting at each other.
Less and less through standard media.
We'll be right back.
Growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Michael Chang.
I'm Colin Jost.
Well, easy. This week, President Trump was accused of a shady mafia-style shakedown of the Ukraine, but luckily, Trump's lawyer was able to smooth it over with professionalism and class.
Shut up, moron. You don't know what you're talking about.
Chris, you don't know what you're talking about, idiot.
By the way, that looks like the world's angriest game of Guess Who. And now Democrats are moving towards impeaching Trump, which should feel like a huge historic moment. But with Trump, even impeachment just feels silly. You know, like the movie Nixon was a serious film directed by Oliver Stone. The movie about Trump is going to be from the dudes who brought you American Pie. And by the way...
That was SNL's swipe at what I'm talking about over the weekend. And what's really, I think, sad, a sad commentary on America is that this is closer to the truth or closer to the reality of the situation than parody. Another example was the DNC town hall skit that they did. And so... Sorry. In that skit, I guess I gotta just say, Larry David was amazing as Bernie Sanders, but you know, watching that skit and Woody Harrelson's orthodontics or whatever were impressive as Joe Biden. But it looks more, I mean, it's almost indistinguishable from what we're actually seeing. So anyway, in the weekend update clip that we played, can't help, you know, you listen to Rudy Giuliani, you can't help but hear Benjamin Franklin's words echo in your ears. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. But I'm also reminded of Paul's point from yesterday's broadcast, and I hope we get a chance to unpack that, you know. Basically, the conflating of people groups. Giuliani is not the same people group as the rest of us. You know, so the fomenting, the, you know, as I have a friend I've talked about from time to time who used to, you know, in sales vernacular, would say, yeah, we're going to train their mouth, sales manager. Train their mouth. We'll tell them what to say. And this is the same sort of thing. Speaking of, you know, memetic warfare and those kinds of concepts, putting ideas in people's minds, mind viruses, basically. There's a distinction. And my point of clarification, I suppose, as it were, Paul's point was only to say, to make that, you know, I think we all need to make the distinction. I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around. Be right back. Amazon.com.
It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.